This is CKCU Literary News. Here's your host, Hans-Georg Ruprecht.
Good morning. Antonio Vivaldi's Pizzicato Notes from the first movement, Allegro non molto, of the fourth concerto, entitled L'Inverno, Winter of the Four Seasons, reminds us, I think, of the icy rain which we experience at this time of the year all too frequently in Canada. And I think for this special broadcast today, we would like to hear all three movements of the fourth concerto together with poems celebrating winter. These are poems by William Shakespeare, of course, by Robert Burns, and by Robert Louis Stevenson, courtesy of LibriVox.org.
Winter by William Shakespeare, read by Ruth Golding. When icicles hang by the wall, and Dick the shepherd blows his nail, and Tom bears logs into the hall, and milk comes frozen home in pail. When blood is nipped and ways be foul, then nightly sings the staring owl, to woo, to whit, to woo, a merry note, while greasy Joan doth keel the pot. When all about the wind doth blow, and coughing drowns the parson's saw, and birds sit brooding in the snow, and Marion's nose looks red and raw, when roasted crabs hiss in the bowl, then nightly sings the staring owl, to woo, to whit, to woo, a merry note, while greasy Joan doth keel the pot.
Thank you. Peter, a dirge by Robert Burns, read by Peter Yearsley. The wintry west extends his blast, and hail and rain does blow. O'er the stormy north sends, driving forth the blinding sleet and snow. While tumbling brown the burn comes down, and roars from bank to brae, and bird and beast in covert rest, and pass the heartless day. The sweeping blast, the sky o'ercast, the joyless winter day, let others fear, to me more dear than all the pride of May. The tempest's howl, it soothes my soul, my griefs it seems to join. The leafless trees my fancy please, their fate resembles mine. Thou power supreme, whose mighty scheme these woes of mine fulfill, here firm I rest, they must be best, because they are thy will. Then all I want, oh, do thou grant this one request of mine, since to enjoy thou dost deny, assist me to resign.
Winter by Robert Louis Stevenson, read by Glenn Kirsten. In rigorous hours when down the iron lane the redbreast looks in vain for hips and haws, lo, shining flowers upon my window pane the silver pencil of the winter draws. When all the snowy hill and the bare woods are still, when snipes are silent in the frozen bogs, and all the garden garth is whelmed in mire. Lo, by the hearth, the laughter of the logs, more fair than roses, lo, the flowers of fire.
During the second part of our special broadcast, I would like to share with you two magnificent motettos of the 17th century by the Spanish composer Tomás Luis de Victoria. The first one is entitled Magi Viderunt Stellam, and the second one Magnum Mysterium. After the first motetto, you will hear something very special. It is a poem read by the distinguished American poet Donald Hall, who was the 14th U.S. Poeta Laureate and who was awarded in 2010 the National Medal of the Arts. He will be reading his poem Christmas Eve in Whitneyville. The recording of this reading is a production of the Poetry Foundation, to whom we are most thankful for the permission to broadcast this today.
Christmas Eve in Whitneyville. December and the closing of the year. The momentary carolers complete their Christmas Eves and quickly disappear into their houses on each lighted street. Each car is put away in each garage. Each husband home from work to celebrate has closed his house around him like a cage and wedged the tree until the tree stood straight. Tonight you lie in Whitneyville again, near where you lived, and near the woods or farms which Eli Whitney settled with the men who worked at mass-producing firearms. The main street, which was nothing after all, except a school, a stable, and two stores, was improvised and individual, picking its way alone among the wharves.
Now Whitneyville is like the other places. Ranch houses stretching flat beyond the square. Same stores and movie. Same composite faces, speaking the language of the public air. Old houses of brown shingle still surround this graveyard where you wept when you were 10 and helped to set a coffin in the ground. You left a friend from school behind you then, and now return, a man of 52. Talk to the boy. Tell him about the years when Whitneyville quadrupled, and how you and all his friends went on to make careers, had cars as long as hayracks, boarded planes for Rome or Paris where the pace was slow, and took the time to think how yearly gains, profit and volume made the business grow. The things I had to miss, you said last week, or thought I had to take my breath away. You propped yourself on pillows, where your cheek was hollow, stubbled lightly with new gray. This love is jail, another sets us free. Tonight the houses in their noise distort the thin rewards of solidarity. The houses lean together for support. The noises fail, and lights go on upstairs. The men and women are undressing now to go to sleep. They put their clothes on chairs to take them up again. I think of how, all over Whitneyville, when midnight comes, they lie together and are quieted, to sleep as children sleep, who suck their thumbs, cramped in the narrow rumple of each bed. They will not have unpleasant thoughts tonight. They make their houses jails, and they will take no risk of freedom for the appetite, or knowledge of it, when they are awake. The lights go out, and it is Christmas Day. The stones are white, the grass is black and deep. I will go back and leave you here to stay, where the dark houses harden into sleep.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you very much for listening.
was CKCU Literary News, a regular program about literatures in Europe today, brought to you by CKCU FM 93.1, the community-based campus radio of Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada. We can be heard worldwide. Simply go to http://carleton.ca/litnews/ for streaming and podcast. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter under CKCU Lit News in one word.